Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those Sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC to hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got some rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now?
Tribute. So we going straight pro-black. Some classic hip-hop artists and some unheard of. But I'm feeling pro-black right now. I'm feeling P.E., Chris, Ra, man. So let's go on there and set the show off, Ebony.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind.
It's PETV with your anchors, Sherelle Winters and Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy! Yo, bust a move!
In today's edition of PETV News, we'll explore the devastating effects drugs are having on our society and what is now termed the basehead syndrome. We'll also feature the controversial group Public Enemy. And their new album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, which is causing ruckus everywhere.
Here it is! Bam! In your face! Damn! This is a dope jam! But let's define the term called dope, and you're thinking me funky now, no
serious! You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Cheryl, kick the ballistics, G!
Up front, an ultra-hyper faction known as the Brown Bags lodged a protest today against rap music.
Yo, bust this, man. Yo, listen to Flav, man. Yo, right here live, covering for the protest for PETV, live is my homeboy, Chris, man.
Yeah, I tell you.
Well, you know, Chris, all the rap noise and the violence associated with it is bringing our country to its knees, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. And we, the Brown Bags, have a plan to put an end to it all.
Here is a true tale by the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you want to move. What it prove? If they like the groove, the problem is this. We got to fix it. Check out the...
This is MC Light coming live and direct from PETV. In the never-ending search for the basis, we've come to a new hiding place. Yeah, that's right. Wall Street.
Check out the justice and how they run it. Spelling, smelling, sipping, ripping. And brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home. While some shrivel a bone like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about me.
This is MC Light from PETV. We're inside Wall Street searching for base heads. Let's see what we can find. Shh.
I put this together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack of lack is those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when he dealing. The same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo. From a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing. Stop grilling. Yo, black, yo.
Just in this red alert. Chuck D, leader of the controversial group Public Enemy, has been taken hostage by the Brown Bags. We'll have more on this story as it develops.
Hey, yo, I'm not a drug dealer, man. Yo, get off of me, man. Get off.
This ever happened to you before? They think you're a drug dealer, and we know you're not. Well, now there's beeper tie. Yes, for a limited time only, for only $99.95, you can have your own beeper tie. To order, just call 1-800-555-1234. Whoops, gotta go. Beeper's calling.
Yo, man, don't be stopping me, man. Yo, let me tell you something, man. They got my partner Chuck, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna free him, and you ain't gonna go see him, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, yo, Griff, man, you're later for her, man. Hey, yo, G, yo, get Terminator back to Ben. You and that's when y'all come to get y'all, man. We gonna get Chuck to the strip, G, you know what I'm saying? I see what you doing, baby. My vision ain't blurry, boy.
4-5 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, y'all. The fiends are feeding day to day to day. They say no other way.
This is Lucy's house, and I'm going to show you what happens to families when one of the members becomes a basehead. Now, basing
is crazy. I mean, it makes you go crazy and make you do silly things. Look at the family. The family is crazy. Look at the kids. Look at Lucy over here. Lucy is going through problems because her husband is a basehead.
And this is Lucy's wash pot right here. This is the wash pot, and this is also the cooking pot. And her children are going crazy.
Yo, listen. I see it on their faces.
First come, first serve basis.
Standing on line, checking the time.
knees. And in the morning, all he had was sneakers on his feet. The culprit used to jam and rock the mic. Joey stripped the jeep to fill his pipe and wander around to find a place where they rock to a different kind of. Come on, y'all.
Hold it now, wait.
Wait a minute.
Yo, run it back. Such a task is a meal for kids that make cash, selling drugs to the brother man instead of the other man.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm talking about
verse 10 explains the genealogy of Shem. Shem was a black man in Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you.
Get out of there, guys.
14 verse 13.
Stop!
Yo, Chris, man, yo.
Rocking the sound set tonight. We're not through. I'm gonna drop a new style. It's calm, yet wild style that I speak to deal with facts. And you'll never get weak in the heart. In fact, you'll start to illuminate knowledge to others in the song. Let me benefit the force of knowledge. Supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The theater's blowing us. I'm getting your unknown facts while you're failing us. I failed to talk to you with your reasons. You're trying to make me view by season. Off my mind with CJ Rush. See John Walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, it's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in the foolish ebony, African history should be puffed up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See, spot, run, run, get a spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life, or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Yo, Chris.
Hold up, D. Hold up, D. We're gonna see if they're really ready for this. Teaching history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught. Cause black and white kids both take short. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance shoots down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Here's to see what KRS is coming at. With Eli Whitney, Holly Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie talkie. Louis Vladimir improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic light. Harriet Tubman did the plays at night. Madam CJ Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system. One that caters to a black return because you must learn.
What up, cameraman?
The D-Star we're not through with the ragga stuff. We're not through with the ragamuffin stuff yet, man. Akibulan is the original name of Africa, now stripped of its fame. It's good to know that in ancient times, Egyptians developed all sciences of the mind to the point where they ruled the planet. But Rome, Greece, and Persia wasn't having it. They attacked and won the war, but it wasn't enough. They had to get to the core. Cause in that time, it was Akibulan that moved religion, politics, and man. In order to destroy the Egyptian race, they had to wipe the sciences from off the face of the planet. So they proceeded to ban it and replace it with Christianity. And it's been that way all the way to today. Learn what we teach, hear what we say. But here comes the giver of the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He, in the 4th century A.D.,
the Egyptians fools to see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 AD was it the schools? As a result, ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and tears. Now comes the 17th century hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. From Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American Indian, and Ethiopian. Yet, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed white was superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest whites were from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Governor and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out.
Living lies I despise. I'm too wise to fall for that nonsense. I see through your disguise. I read the Bible and Quran. You think that it's odd? I speak against the government, the only God. But I can't support a system with pagan-ass traditions. They go and cast my vote with a crooked politician and treat it like a second-class citizen. They got us locked in these prisons, but we innocent. The only crime that was committed was the one against me. Now it's worse than being strapped to a tree getting beat with a bullwhip chain from your neck to your feet. Treated worse than the dog. 4 centuries, so what you mean? Cause you got diamond rings, you think you truly are success, but we used to be kings.
I need freedom, freedom from this 9 to 5. That's why we getting high, barely making it by. I need freedom, freedom from this lousy planet. Got the real man standing, my woman don't understand. I need freedom, freedom from this famine and war. Selling dope to get more, you fucked up with you for. I need freedom, freedom just to live in peace and express my belief, get up out of these streets.
They call us niggas when they brought us here from the motherland. Born in America, not American. To be in chains, know nothing but our past. Yeah, we from the ghettos, but we still got pizzazz. And I bet we whip your ass. We addicted to peace. It's violent in the streets, so we pack in the heat. Cause we love to fight, but won't fight for our rights. That's the main thing by my people that I dislike. Not trying to diss it, cause shit I used to be down with it. Bad decisions have me caught up in the mental prison. Even religion have me twisted around. Looking for angels in the clouds, thinking hell was underground. So why they teaching us to earth this round? Devils have me bowing down till the knowledge was found. Since I didn't support the war, but got me on file. Fill a tent, wife and tie, you really after me now.
I need freedom, freedom from this 9 to 5. Gas prices so high, barely making it by. I need freedom, freedom from this lousy planet. Got the black people stranded, the world don't understand. I need freedom, freedom from this famine and war. And this wicked man's law, you fucked up with you for. I need freedom, freedom just to live in peace.
The real terrorists ain't who you think. Don't blame the Muslims, billionaires that own the world bank. Using tax dollars, making nuclear tanks. The ruler of the president, don't rule his really a thing. People kill for dollar bills.
Paper money ain't real.
Soon the truth gon' get revealed.
How dumb you gon' feel?
When it's obsolete, they roll for your block. With tomahawks blow your spot, well you selling them rocks. Now what you thought? You sleeping kid, you thinking this can never happen. Must forgotten all the millions they have picking cotton. And those were all people. Now look at all people. Living in the shacks, dinners on our cars, people. Now how dumb is that? We think we star people. That took Katrina hit. So are we really equal? So who's the real axis of the evil? Ain't nothing changed. Turn the page. It's just another sequel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to Meet the Press, the unrehearsed program which has won every major award in its field. Our guest today is Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., the originator and leader of the passive resistance movement among Negroes in the United States. In just a moment, Dr. King will Meet the Press. Now, Meet the Press, produced by Lawrence E. Spivak. Remember that the questions asked by the members of the panel do not necessarily reflect their point of view. It is their way of getting the story for you. Now, here is the moderator of Meet the Press, Mr. Ned Brooks.
Welcome once again to Meet the Press. For the past several months, a new strategy to end racial segregation has been spreading through the South. It takes the form of sit-in demonstrations by Negro students against segregation in public eating places. It is part of a broader campaign of nonviolent resistance led by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who is our guest today. Dr. King is a Baptist minister and head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which is spearheading the passive resistance movement. Dr. King first attracted nationwide attention in 1956 when he led the boycott against segregation in public buses in Montgomery, Alabama. His activities have resulted 5 times in his arrest, and his home and his church were bombed. Early this year, Dr. King moved his base of operations from Montgomery to Alabama to Atlanta, Georgia. He is 31 years old. He was born in the South, educated for the ministry in the North. And now seated around the press table, ready to interview Dr. King, are Frank Vanderlinden of the Nashville Banner, May Craig of the Portland, Maine Press Herald, Anthony Lewis of the New York Times, and Lawrence E. Spivak, a regular member of the Meet the Press panel. Now, Dr. King, if you're ready, we'll start the questions with Mr. Spivak.
Dr. King, former President Harry Truman recently said this, and I quote, "If anyone came to my store and sat down, I would throw him out. Private business has its own rights and can do what it wants." Now, former President Truman is an old friend of the Negro, I believe. Now, isn't this an indication that the sit-in strikes are doing the race, the Negro race, more harm than good?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Spivak. First, I should say that this was an unfortunate statement, and we were very disappointed to hear the president, the former president of the United States, make such a statement. In a sense, a statement like this serves to aid and abet the violent forces in the South. And even if Mr. Truman disagreed with the sit-ins, he should certainly disagree with them on a higher level. Following his past record, it seems to me that Mr. Truman wouldn't have faced such a situation because there wouldn't have been a segregated store in the beginning if he were running it, according to his statements in the past. Now, I do not think this movement is setting us back, making enemies. It's causing numerous people all over the nation, and in the South in particular, to reevaluate the stereotypes that they have developed concerning Negroes so that it has an educational value, and I think in the long run, it will transform the whole of American society.
Well, now, you have yourself have said that the aim of your method of nonviolent resistance is not to defeat or to humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. How successful do you think you have been or are being in winning the friendship and understanding of the white men of the South?
Well, I should say that this doesn't come overnight. The nonviolent way does not bring about miracles. In a few hours, in a few days, in a few years for that matter. I think at first, the first reaction of the oppressor when oppressed people rise up against the system of injustice is an attitude of bitterness. But I do believe that if the nonviolent resistors continue to follow the way of nonviolence, they eventually get over to the hearts and souls of the former oppressors. And I think it eventually brings about that redemption that we dream of. Of course, I can't estimate how many people we've touched so far. This is impossible because it's an inner process. But I'm sure something is stirring in the minds and the souls of people. And I'm sure that many people are thinking anew on this basic problem of human relations.
Well, Dr. King, you speak of your movement as an...
since heaven was a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
Since heaven was a mile away.
Or save it all for you?
If heaven was a mile away.
Would I fill the tank up with gas and be out the front door in a flash? Before reconsidering this hell with you.
Was a mile away, and you could ride by the gates. Would you try to run inside when it opens? Would you try to die today? Would you pray loud, finally believe in his power? Even if you couldn't see, but you could feel, would you still doubt him? How would you start acting? Would you try to put the keys down? Taking every drug sale that you make in the streets, you can see now. Would a fiend even want to get high? Would he stop smoking? If he knew on his own 2 feet, he could just stroll in to get away and escape from the craziness. And I bet you there's a heaven for an atheist. It's hard taking this racist planet where they take a younger brother in a handcuff. Even if he innocent, nigga, get on a car, put your motherfucking hands up. Thinking I'ma lose it. My mom's in chemo 3 times a week, yo, keep trying. But people is hard and God, your young soldiers not sober but need you. This world's my home, a world I would leave
if heaven was a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
If heaven was a mile away.
Stop building, I'ma stop feeling like I'm mama size great-great-grandchildren. I'm not gonna wanna make millions. Since the quarter water days in the hallways, making fake gold caps with the Reese's Pieces wrapper in my mouth all day. But then my style has quite a wild bat. Same time as Dylan out scratch. Game time to the cast, never look back. Chris down blowing dub sacks. That's when it all just hit me. You see the broads and Bentleys, nothing. Left my niggas spend it all with me. I give it all away quickly, just to hit them all about some new kicks. Free of any autographs and not to be recognized, forgive me. It's becoming unbearable, making hits is easy. Put a famous bitch on a hook, there you go with a platinum CD. I know you heard the noise, preachers touching on altar boys. Sodomizing, not realizing God is watching before the Lord. How can they do the devil's work? A man give another man head to church, hell it hurts. Just a fathom of the thought, wishing that I fled the earth.
If heaven was a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
If heaven was a mile away.
In your own hell. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed. Every day you wake up and breathe another breath, you blessed. To all them niggas running around talking about I'm fucked up, I gotta get on, I'm in the grind, I'm fucked up. Yeah, we all in the grind, but look at the beautiful shit around you. It's a beautiful life. All my niggas locked up, keep your heads up. Heaven's just a mile away. I'm talking heaven on earth. Ain't got nothing to do with money, got nothing to do with nothing material. I'm talking about heaven in your own heart, in your own world, baby, in your own existence. To my
yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Hey!
bananas. We can't get careless. You say, what is this?
Yeah.
Mama love it. Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness. So rest the show.
You got the soul to touch and know
to make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We've got to fight the power that be.
I'm black and proud.
Never take what's mine, because I always will get my shit back.
Run DMC.
Celebrating the life of Martin Luther King Jr., hip-hop style. Trying to find some hip-hop appropriate music that you sent me and that I got already uploaded. Again, no top 10. We'll get everything ready by February. We're going to try to upload some new music that we got. Y'all might like that. Let me go in and give some more Martin Luther King to Meet the Press.
Well, we've just had a civil rights bill passed. You speak of the legislative branch. I wonder what you think of that and what more you would have had Congress do.
Well, I must confess that I was disappointed with the final bill because so many things that I felt were basic happened to have been deleted, omitted. And the whole question of school integration, I'm convinced that the nation, the federal government, will have to face it in a much more forthright and courageous manner than it has in the past. And by omitting this section of the bill, I think we face something very disappointing. Even in the area of voter registration, I think there is much more that can be done. Now, the bill that we have, which is mainly in the area of voter registration, will help, particularly in some communities. But it is not at all a panacea. It has certain red tape, complex qualities about it, which will still make the process a long one. And I think ultimately the federal government should set forth a uniform pattern of registration and voting so that no citizen will have a problem at this point.
You spoke of the executive branch also and moral leadership being needed. What precisely would you have the president do, President Eisenhower or his successor?
Well, Mr. Lewis, I think there are several things. Certainly, the president can do a great deal in the area of executive orders. He has certain executive powers where orders can be made and the country must follow it and comply with these orders. On the other hand, that is a great deal that a man as powerful as the President of the United States can do in the area of moral persuasion by constantly speaking to the people on the moral values involved in integration and urging the people to comply with the law of the land.
Mrs. Craig.
Well, Dr. King, there have been court decisions saying that a storekeeper can select his customers. Are you saying that the end justifies the means and you're apparently breaking local laws hoping for a better conclusion?
Well, I would say first that the Supreme Court has not rendered a decision at this point. It is true that there have been other decisions. But I think on the basis of the 1954 decision, if the Supreme Court follows what it set forth in 1954, it would have to uphold the law in this area, that segregation is wrong even in lunch counters and public places, because that decision said in substance that segregation generates a feeling of inferiority within the segregated, and thereby it breaches the equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment. Now, I'm sure that if we follow this through in this area, the same thing will follow. On the other hand, if you're saying, are we breaking laws because we feel that the end justifies the mean, we feel that there are moral laws in the universe just as valid and as basic as man-made laws. And whenever a man-made law is in conflict with what we consider the law of God or the moral law of the universe, then we feel that we have a moral obligation to protest. And this is in our American tradition all the way from the Boston Tea Party on down. We have praised individuals in America who stood up with creative initiative to revolt against an unjust system. So that this is all we are doing. In our institutions, we give the Boston Tea Party as an example of the initiative of Americans. And I think this is an example of the initiative and the great creative move of the young people of our nation.
But Dr. King, this is a nation that lives on the law. Above the Supreme Court is graven equal justice under law. Are each of us to decide when it's all right to break a law?
I would say that when, as I said a few minutes ago, Mrs. Craig, when the law of our nation stands in conflict with the higher moral law, and when a local law stands in conflict with the federal law, then we must resist that law in order to dignify and give meaning and the full outpour of the federal law and the moral law.
But, sir, we have Congress to change a law. We have the courts to interpret the law. Are you going beyond them?
Well, we have discovered that in any nonviolent movement, you have a way of direct action. In many instances, the courts have made for slow movement, so to speak. As one attorney general says, we are prepared for a century of litigation. We have observed the sometimes hypocritical attitudes in Congress and the slow movements there, the apathy, so that this is a direct action approach. And the whole aim, the end result, will be to arouse the conscience of those who are using these stalling and delaying methods to block our advance.
Mr. Vanderlinden.
Dr. King, in your own book, The Stride Toward Freedom, you say you thoroughly studied the writings of Karl Marx and the teachings of communism, and you don't agree with everything that the father of communism said. But you do say this, and I quote from page 95 of your book, insofar as Marx pointed to the weaknesses of traditional capitalism and challenged the social conscience of the Christian churches, you responded with a definite yes. Now, I'd like to know just where does communism or collectivism fit into your program of resistance here?
Well, it doesn't fit in this particular program of resistance at all. I have made it crystal clear on many occasions that I feel that communism is based on an ethical relativism and a metaphysical materialism that no Christian can accept. I do not feel that the end justifies the means, because the end is pre-existent in the means. And I believe firmly that we must follow moral means to secure moral ends. So that that particular quotation does not apply to this particular struggle. I was referring to something else altogether.
Well, sir, you said also in your book on page 220, our ultimate goal is integration, which is genuine intergroup and interpersonal living. You also soft-pedal as so-called irrational fears that this program might lead to racial intermarriage. You say that marriage is an individual matter. Now, is it correct to say that you don't oppose racial intermarriage?
Well, I would certainly say, properly speaking, individuals marry and not races, and therefore I cannot, I would not at all say that there should be laws prohibiting individuals of other different races to marry, because this is an individual matter. It is not a matter of a group marrying another group, but an individual marrying an individual.
To respect my elders and behave, even if when they were young they saw slaves. Truth and understanding is what I crave in the land of the thief, home of the slave. Turn your page to a brief demonstration, cause now in 90 it's strictly information I'm giving, teaching on a regular basis. Today's lecture is about the races. We're not out to exaggerate or diss them, but show the symptoms and facts of racism. Understand, the races ain't equal. There's about five different types of racist people. First of the five different types of cases is the individual brought up racist. Here you have young men and women brought up in the great white way opinion. This opinion introduced by the parent to the civilized becomes transparent. A civilized man could look through the faces, make the analysis and see the races. Number two case which all must hear is the individual racist out of fear. Here you have people in fear of the African and conjure up new ways of trapping them. Number three is the unconscious racist, not knowing they're racist. They invade the spaces. They say, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot, yet they allow us to go on and won't admit it. Number four is the money racist, the one that used the topic for sheer economics. They say, owning a business isn't for the black man, he don't want that, yet they went and took his land. Damn, that's like a rock in a hard place. You don't have your land, yet this ain't your space. America was built by every other race except the European. It runs this place. What a waste. America's doomed to be overthrown by the righteous real soon. But last but not least, racial prejudice is the black man speaking out of ignorance. Whitey this and Ching Chow that. It's not how the intelligent man acts. You can't blame the whole white race for slavery, cause this ain't the case. A large sum of white people side with black, trying hard to fight racial attacks. The media wants you to think that no white really fought and died for civil rights. But once we have a true sense of history, you'll see this too is a mystery. If black and white didn't argue the most, they can clearly see the government screwing them.
About that profit still growing, I'm proud of you, man.
Making mine, but is you making yours?
you know, what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real woman making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. How could you miss it? I'm right up in your face. Can't help but to see us. We hold the lead in every race. I get it. And I make sure the reward always outweigh what the risk is. Monster in the game. Treat lame ass rappers like entrees. Chicken, filet, and a biscuit. Cat so parfait and mystic. Soft as yogurt and liquid. Throw them over the cliff. It's P and I'm known as the sickest. Making history. And if you ain't noticed, you ignorant. Pay your attention. Follow that up with dollars and cents. Come to my shows. Pay homage. Add to the census, millions in attendance, and I won't stop till I get it. Becoming my foe, I wouldn't risk it. I take the shot, you best believe I swish it. Yeah, I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
I'm addicted to winning, that's my only way to go. Stop with that weak shit, all I do is go hard from the goal. And they know cause it's straight sick and the pace quick. So far from flow, cup so far from low. When I put it in the sky, if it wasn't cold, Joe, then they ain't put it in the shot. No lie, little bravado and aggression on my lyrical takeover. Destroy and rebuild is what I'm here to do. Every move pivotal, that's why I make it count up. Google the best to ever do it and you found us. You ain't at the top, you lost and calling down up. I'm chilling in the forefront, pour a little brown up. BS all over your verse, distorting your sound up. While I'm so clear, it's like you're in from the outer. Don't limits on my moves, the opposite of a coward. Collect the respect, checks, cash, money, and power. It's much better when you witness it. Don't start nothing if you won't finish it. We spin the spark, something, and that's a new hit again. It's a whole lot of money I got in this pen. Yeah, it's much better when you witness it. Don't start nothing if you won't finish it. We spin the spark, something, and that's a new hit again. It's a whole lot of money I got in this pen. Yeah, gotta keep it smooth, cause that keep me in the coast mode. Personal bank. That's where the notes go, and into the business, please handle yearn. Real is the language I speak in my terms. Language of the truth, causing anguish to the roof. Might just lift up, that's all for what I spit up out the booth at my show. You can stay inspired by the youth, just ignorant. Going dumb, but it's harder than self-hate targeting. I'ma make a smooth move, abracadabra, it's magic, no voodoo. Just a who's who with a few that get that new news. Might not have reached the world, but I bet it moved you. Better look at the world from a new view and formulate a new you. Cause the world brand new too, you won't be penalized for too true.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
Black Ink Incorporated presents Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday. And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School. Doors open at 8 p.m. $3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks, $10 admission. Ladies, you're free before 11. 25 and over with ID a must. Free light buffet. Upstairs, a live performance from Montana Black and the sounds of DJ Smooth. Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday. And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Park Ave, across from Gratz High School. Relax downstairs and chill. Mingle and have uninterrupted conversations. 25 and over with ID a must. $3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks, $10 admission. It's New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Park Ave, across
a Black Ink Incorporated production.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times, and he rises up again. Jit.
I fell short last night, but it's a new day. And for so long I was in a backslidden state. It's been times that I felt that I fell from grace, but since I'm still alive, I can repent today. Call on Yahweh to wipe my torment away. The love of God just makes me lament away. Come and see how he stuck, new mercies every day. I've been through dark nights, but made it to them sunny days. I lost my mother and that was a devastating blow. It knocked the wind out me, I ain't wanna fight no more. I felt a fornication, born in masturbation. Stagnant in my spirit, couldn't see elevation. We all sin, yeah, we fall short. But I'm bouncing back like a basketball on the court. We have to treat this walk as if it is a sport. Play the game by the rules, try not to fall no more.
Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man falls seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man falls seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back.
Anybody in here, right now, with tape decks, turn them on. And put them on record.
Yeah.
I'll give you a second. I want to add authenticity to your tape. So when it's sold out in the stream, you all can know this was a real party. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough. But how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself, to stay alive? Not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this to say. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture. The rich get richer because they work toward rich. The poor get poorer because their mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter. There's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip-hop can build its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop the negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer. So why we ain't richer? Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourselves. Make your worldview bigger. Visualize wealth. And put yourselves in the picture. You know, so we want to clear the air and let you all know what time of day it really is. And it goes a little something like this. That's the sound that I want to eat. That's the sound that I need.
Going out to the hardcore hip hop. Of course we don't flip flop. We're going to come down, 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 down.
I was listening to BDT suddenly.
Then attack next the state laws against such an American?
Well, I haven't planned a particular attack on that, but I don't think America will ever come to its full maturity until every state does away with laws prohibiting individuals to marry on the basis of race. But I think basically this is an irrational fear because it is an individual matter. And I think the question here at bottom is a question of illicit miscegenation, And if you will follow the record there, I think you will discover that illicit miscegenation has existed more in the South, where you have had rigid segregation laws, than it has existed in the North, where you don't have such barriers. It hadn't been the Negro who was the aggressor at this point. If we just need to look around and we can see that.
Mr. Spivak.
Dr. King, you say that the Negroes have a moral right to occupy the restaurant seats. Now, you've had a Supreme Court edict on the school integration. Would you say that your children, the Negro children, have a right to occupy the seats in classrooms too? And would you consider that form of nonviolence?
Well, I'm sure that Negroes have this right on the basis of the Supreme Court to go into schools. I haven't thought through the strategy at this point, how nonviolent resistance can apply in the school integration struggle. I do think it can apply, and I think we need to think through some of these methods. The main thing is that the methods must always be nonviolent, and they must always be based on the principle of love. But the specific application, I'm not prepared to say at this time. I do know that we have that right on the basis of the decision from the Supreme Court.
Wouldn't you be on better ground, both legal and moral, if you occupied school seats than by occupying a few restaurant seats?
I'm not sure about that, Mr. Spivak, because I think we have an economic factor involved here. And even if one denied the legal aspect, the legal right to do it, that is a deeper moral right. As Governor Collins of Florida said, it is a blatant injustice to welcome individuals into a store at all other counters but the eating counter. This is a blatant injustice, and it is very unfair, so that we have not only legal rights involved here, but also moral rights.
But wouldn't you be on stronger grounds, though, if you refused to buy at those stores, and if you called upon the white people of the country to follow you because of both your moral and your legal right not to buy?
I think, Mr. Spivak, sometimes it is necessary to dramatize an issue because many people are not aware of what's happening. And I think the sit-ins serve to dramatize the indignities and the injustices which Negro people are facing all over the nation. And I think another reason why they are necessary and they are vitally important at this point is the fact that they give an eternal refutation to the idea that the Negro is satisfied with segregation. If you didn't have the sit-ins, you wouldn't have this dramatic, and not only this dramatic, but this mass demonstration of the dissatisfaction of the Negro with the whole system of segregation.
Mr. Lewis.
You just had a strategy meeting in Raleigh, North Carolina, Dr. King, on this whole question. And I noticed that one speaker was quite critical of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, speaking of it as too conservative and too slow-moving. Do you share that view? And just what was the feeling at the strategy meeting? What was the conclusion, that you've got to move more quickly than you have been?
Well, I should say first that I didn't hear a speaker make that particular point, so that I can't speak on that. Whether the speaker said it or whether he didn't say it. I heard all of the speakers and I didn't hear that. I didn't find any anti-NAACP attitude at the strategy meeting. All of the leaders from the South, the Southern sit-in movement, assembled there, and they assembled there with the awareness of the fact that the NAACP has given absolute support to the sit-ins, and the NAACP has made it very clear that this is a good movement, a positive movement, that it will support throughout. Now, there was some criticism, not of the NAACP, but of the snail-like pace of the implementation process, the implementation of the Supreme Court's decision, and dissatisfaction with the conniving methods and evasive schemes used to avoid following the law of the land. This isn't a criticism of the NAACP. It's a criticism of the agencies and the courts that will use the law to delay and get it bogged down in complex litigation processes.
Mrs. Craig.
Dr. King, I have been told that there are places in Harlem which refuse to serve white customers. Do you know if that's true? If so, do you justify it as either morally or legally right?
I'm very sorry I didn't get the first part of it.
I understand there are places in Harlem in New York where they will not serve white customers. Do you know if that's true or not?
I'm very sorry I do not, Mrs. Craig.
I have been so told.
I don't know of places in Harlem that will not serve white customers. If such places exist, I think it's a blatant injustice and redevelopment of the thing we're trying to get rid of. So I certainly wouldn't go along with that.
Mr. Vanderlinden.
Dr. King, how many white people are members of your church in Atlanta?
I don't have any white members, Mr. Vanderlinden.
Well, sir, you said integration is the law of the land and it's morally right, whereas segregation is morally wrong and the president should do something about it. You mean the president should issue an order that the schools and the churches and the stores should all be integrated?
I think it is one of the tragedies of our nation, one of the shameful tragedies, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours, if not the most segregated hours in Christian America. I definitely think the Christian church should be integrated, and any church that stands against integration and that has a segregated body is standing against the spirit and the teachings of Jesus Christ, and it fails to be a true witness. But this is something that the church will have to do itself. I don't think church integration will come through legal processes. I might say that my church is not a segregating church. It's segregated, but not segregating. It would welcome white members.
I think at this point I'll have to interrupt. I see that our time is up. Thank you very much, Dr. King, for being with us.
Ain't that funny? Is your church segregated? Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. We'll be right back.
protect us or defend us or find those who have brutalized us and made us the victims for the past 400 years, then it is time for us to do whatever is necessary to defend ourselves.
Ain't nothing but a party, y'all. Let's get it on.
Motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus to your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy Goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coy won't happen until if you get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa. Bender over, kids were sleeping, had to sneak out, beautiful weekend, and if she was to call now, I would do it again, violent bars, so please stop with the grins, you whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn, eyes to the sky like God, where have you been, they got kids, instead I kill them with a pen, fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize real men, I'm bitten, a few names will be mentioned, if you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions, Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it was it for your cousin while all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Bumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131 he created a masterpiece. I ask myself why the fuck are y'all mad at me. Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people are owed money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn.
The white man pays Reverend Martin Luther King, subsidizes Reverend Martin Luther King, so that Reverend Martin Luther King can continue to teach the Negroes to be defenseless. That's what you mean by nonviolent. Be defenseless. Be defenseless in the face of one of the most cruel beasts that has ever taken the people into captivity. That's this American white man. And they have proved it throughout the country by the police dogs and the police clubs. 100 years ago, they used to put on a white sheet and use a bloodhound against Negroes. Today, they have taken off the white sheet and put on police uniforms. They've traded in the bloodhound for police dogs, and they're still doing the same thing. And just as Uncle Tom, back during slavery, used to keep the Negroes from resisting the bloodhound or resisting the Ku Klux Klan by teaching them to love their enemy or pray for those who use them despitefully, that today Martin Luther King is just a 20th century or modern Uncle Tom or a religious Uncle Tom who is doing the same thing today to keep Negroes defenseless in the face of attack that Uncle Tom did on the plantation to keep those Negroes defenseless in the face of the attack of the Klan in that
day. Well, I don't think of love as, in this context, as emotional bosh. I don't think of it as a weak force, but I think of love as something strong and that organizes itself into powerful direct action.
Now, this is what I tried to teach in the struggle in the South, that we are not engaged in a struggle that means we sit down and do nothing. That there's a great deal of difference between non-resistance to evil and non-violent resistance. Non-resistance leaves you in a state of stagnant passivity and deadened complacency, wherein non-violent resistance means that you do resist in a very strong and determined manner. And I think some of the criticisms of nonviolence, or some of the critics, fail to realize that we are talking about something very strong, and they confuse non-resistance with nonviolence.
The goal of Dr. Martin Luther King is to give Negroes a chance to sit in a segregated restaurant beside the same white man who had brutalized them for 400 years. The goal of Dr. Martin Luther King is to get Negroes to forgive the people who have brutalized them for 400 years by lulling them to sleep and making them forgetting what those whites have done to them. But the masses of black people in America today don't go for what Martin Luther King is putting down. As you said in one of your articles, it's psychologically insecure, something of that sort. I forget how you put it. But you didn't endorse what Martin Luther King was doing yourself.
I do not reject his goals of full integration and full equality rights for American citizens. Do you reject these goals?
If you don't think that he's walking on the right road, I'm quite sure you don't agree that he'll get to the right place. And if you would classify his method as psychologically unrealistic, I think that if a man's method is psychologically unrealistic, which means the road or the means or the method that he's using, I think as a psychologist, you'd be very doubtful that he would reach the right.
I don't think that's true. If anyone has ever lived with a nonviolent movement in the South, from Montgomery on through the Freedom Rides and through the sit-in movement and the recent Birmingham movement, and see the reactions of many of the extremists and reactionaries in the white community, he wouldn't say that this movement makes, this philosophy makes him comfortable. I think it arouses a sense of shame within him often, in many instances. I think it does something to touch the conscience and establish a sense of guilt. Now, so often people respond to guilt by engaging more in the guilt-evoking act in an attempt to drown the sense of guilt. But this approach certainly doesn't make the white man feel comfortable. Conscience, and it disturbs this sense of contentment.
Nothing will they ever do. They will always talk it, but they won't practice it. And with the Supreme Court, if the NAACP can tell me that they want a desegregation decision for me 10 years ago, but yet the schools haven't been desegregated, as I say, this is a victory with no victory. It's a victory that you can talk about, but it's a victory you can't show me. So if you represent the NAACP and you're telling me about this great victory you won for me, when I look at you, I have to conclude that either you have been duped yourself or else you are trying to dupe me. And in most instances where the civil rights struggle is involved, there is no civil rights leader can point to me one concrete gain, practical gain, that black people have made in the civil rights field in this country, not only during the past 10 years, but during the past 100 years.
I don't think there's any real organization to the riots. I think they grow out of the conditions that I've mentioned all along. And as long as these intolerable conditions are there, as long as the Negro finds himself living every day in a major depression, then every city will sit on a powder keg and can explode over the slightest incident. I feel that killing is a very tragic way to deal with any social problem. There is no violent solution to the problem that the Negro confronts in this country. And this is why I have constantly said that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. After all, the Negro ends up on the losing end. We can't win a violent revolution. Most of the persons killed in riots are Negroes themselves. The persons who end up not being able to get milk for their children are Negroes because things where they have to live are destroyed. So there's no practical or moral answer in the realm of violence to the Negro's problem. But I do understand the sociological, the psychological, and the economic reasons.
The problem can be solved. First, the white man and the black man have to be able to sit down at the same table. The white man has to feel free to speak his mind without hurting the feelings of that Negro. And the so-called Negro has to feel free to speak his mind without hurting the feelings of the white man. Then they can bring the issues that are under the rug out on top of the table and take an intelligent approach to get the problem solved. That's the only way that they'll ever do it. We need an action program while we are Muslims, while we are Christians, or while we are whatever we are. We still need an action program that will eliminate these evils that are in our community. This is what we're trying to do with the Muslim Mosque Incorporated.
Do you consider yourself militant?
I consider myself Malcolm.
Well, I think we have to agree that this appears to be the result of an internal conflict within the black nationalist movement. So I think the first thing that needs to be done is for a conference of goodwill to take place between black nationalist leaders. This was why I suggested a few days ago that the followers of the late Malcolm X and the followers of Elijah Muhammad should sit down at the peace table together, so to speak, and discuss this problem and try to reach some understanding. I don't think, and I'm sure, that nothing can be accomplished by violence. It only leads to new and more complex social problems. I think it is unfortunate for the black nationalist movement. I think it is unfortunate for the health of our nation.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Gotta get it, money calling like an ex-girl. In this cash game, I ain't waiting on no sex, girl. Since I get it, I be stunting on my ex-girl. Hit them all and spend it all on my next girl. It's funny, money changed the situation. Came home, my nigga gave me an invitation. The stack hunters get blunted and live amazing. Shots fired at the niggas that's giving statements. Real niggas call it out, man, the world fake. Not just them niggas that you with, but shit, your girl fake. That's why you gotta say fuck it and make the world hate. Here's the invitation, to watch me Earl cake your girl shake and pop that pussy for me. She be on me, she say she miss me so much she wanna clone me. I tell her, shout it, calm down, you don't own me. Now roll up and pull up, shit is on me.
Oh shit. Hey, what the hell is going on here? Hey man, we're from the Black Student Union, you capitalistic motherfucker. And we demand that you stop selling dope in this shit house and stop ripping off the black community. Oh, I see. You little niggas want a donation.
We need deep in coke, we keep deep in ice. We flood streets with dope, we keep weed to smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke. Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke. We need deep in coke, we keep deep in ice. We flood streets with dope, we keep weed to smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke. Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke. Smoke.
When I aim, watch the hammer click, go bang. And murk your ass over that crack cocaine. Sell it to these niggas, cause they's my best buyers. While I shake hands with the white man, my supplier. Put them pills home.
My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't live where
I'm from. The place of domestic violence, where the people dying from the self-hatred virus, where the kids go to school and they think learning is cruel. Must forgot about the kids in the world with no shoes, a food to eat for a freaking week. We walk around $100 sneakers on our feet and brag and boast in the ghettos as we toast the Patron, claiming streets we don't even own, on crone in our home. I'm devoid of a father figure. That's why the brothers be out here like I'm a
gangsta nigga.
Learn your history lesson. Learn how they slaughtered and murdered our ancestors. How? Now that's gangsta, how they did our ancestors. Now, you ain't a gangsta cause you say it on the record, huh? The real gangsta, you fakers, are the automakers and the bankers that still owe us 40 acres.
My part of town, my part of town is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light, here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that's his life. Cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
End up in jail, it gotta go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science. Down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, it ain't for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
Swing.
Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Cause rap music is in full demand. Understand?
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore, fight and bust it. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call him animal, I don't agree with them. I'll prove him wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy beat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but just a vet tail a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
People to hope they get along.
Yeah,
getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, don't be voting around.
Setting your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check. Or else it.
The victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to scrape the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my ties. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Those boys whipping in the ghost fire. On the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
Time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail. So soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the sword, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supplies. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where are ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the right of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free.
to the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more level ups, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
A convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
all-stars are playing next. But right outside that same city, the celebratory atmosphere would change quickly. Who watching the game with me? You know Lil Trayvon was repping his hometown, D-Wade and LeBron. He had just came up from Miami to see his daddy, who knew such a great weekend would end badly. In a place where you move because it's safe for your family, but some people got an ingrown hate for your family. Halftime, just a short break from the slamming. About to go to the store, Lil Cuz, you want some candy? Bet I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll be right back in a little bit. I said I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll probably be right back in a little bit.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in
Skittles and an iced tea. Walked out the store and felt the chill of the night breeze. It seemed a little colder than before. He didn't know it was a war, like the soldier in the war that was watching them, clocking them, thinking about stopping them, 9 milli cocking them. Who's this nigga walking through my neighborhood? He fits all the specifics of criminal statistics. He looks suspicious. 911 was your emergency. A black man walking through my hood perfectly. Stay calm, it's just Lil Trayvon, but he wanna be the hero, so he put his cape on. George Zimmerman, neighborhood block captain, loaded clocks wrapped in, fake cop has been. Got out the car, knowing what the cops asked him. They always get away, this time that will not happen.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in
Zimmerman didn't take his Ritalin, drunk off adrenaline, says he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the Skittles. Mr. All-Star game, didn't see another dribble. And George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed my little hip-hop tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The man who changed the world. I bet if they knew that he would have changed the world, he'd have his own radio show right now with a mega church. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. I'll see y'all Saturday or Friday at Rams, 147 Pulaski Road, meet and greet. And don't forget to come out Sunday at Love Arenas, 543 East 79 for the Martin Luther King versus Martin Luther King Republicans first annual breakfast brunch. Good night. May God be with you.
dream become a